This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Box Days will be popping in for two segments next, and then we're going to take your phone calls. I'm going to finish up with two callers that have been holding, Ryan and Ronnie. Zach Voorhees, the big Google whistleblower, the biggest data dump, the Ed Snowden, but other Google folks are calling him a big tech. But you were just asking me, I thought about telling the story, but I never told it. If we've ever had Kanye West on the show. You know, I know he's a listener. I've talked to folks in his entourage and all that. And we were talking like a year ago, more than a year ago, to his security people. And they were like, well, does Jones have guns on top of the buildings and all this stuff where I joked around about that? And, you know, black helicopters and stuff. And the producer goes, oh, yeah, you know, our security can beat up your security. They actually took it serious. I guess that's Southside Chicago. So it's just, but obviously his security already didn't want him to come on the show. But here's the thing. My audience built the Trump platform for him to launch on. So, see, we're not trying to get into the system. We built the whole new launch, and a lot of others did as well. So I like being the guy in the wilderness. I don't even care if somebody like Kanye West comes on the show. He already has courage. He's already doing a great job. I get all these calls, and we talk to all these really high-powered, big, famous people. And they go, oh, I listen to the show all the time. I love the show, but I'm scared to come on. But please don't tell people I was just listening yesterday. That's fine. It's okay. Because we see what you're doing in testimony to Congress. We see what you're doing when you get the chance out there on the national news. We see what all these good folks like, you know, Kurt Russell and everybody else are, you know, saying when they get a chance to go on TV. So it's all there. You don't need to come on the show. You just go out and say it in the world, and we all know what's going on. It's not about getting the credit. It's about beating these dehumanizers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, and so hopefully Kanye will come on your show one day because he needs to talk to the people and, you know, tell your audience like why he did what he did and why he decided to break from the script and tell the truth.
Well,
about
everybody
the media.
Knew Trump was super nice and had a lot of great opportunities with black folks and was always very, very, you know, nice and opened up golf courses 45 years ago when they were only white and all the rest of it. Everybody knows that. So the black rappers and stuff really feel guilty that they've been crapping on Trump, like Snoop Dogg says Trump's the greatest guy ever. Now Trump's a Nazi. And so it's just Kanye that isn't a coward.
Yeah, that's right. So we thank Kanye for telling the truth.
And, yeah, he's already done what he needs to do.
Exactly. Should we take some calls?
Yeah, we're going to do it, but I went too long. So we got Vox Day coming up, and I promise Ryan and Ronnie first when we come back. Tell us some of the topics, the reason you wanted to get Vox Day on.
So the reason why I want to get Vox Day is because first I want to tell the audience about ideological subversion and how they create these SJWs, and then I want to talk about the tactics of taking down the thought police. And so the author of that manual is Vox. So I'm really happy to
SJWs always lie, SJWs always double down. Two books, we carry both of them, along with his great comic books at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah, I recommend
it. And no reviews on that because we were selling it and we weren't selling it. Now we're selling it again. I just put the new order in today, but you'll get them very, very quickly.
It's a top seller at Amazon. There's a lot of people that read this book, so I recommend it for everyone to check it out. And if you don't want to buy it, see the excerpts, and then you're going to want to buy it. So
smart stuff. So we'll get a look at this book on the other side of Vox Day, and then your phone calls, so be patient. Ryan and Ronnie have already been holding, so we'll get to you, and then hold the phones up again for more questions. Matt Bracken understands. We're going to commandeer at least 15 minutes in the next hour, so we have more time to take calls as well. If you have questions for my guest, it'll be about 30 minutes to get to your calls. But if you want to start racking those calls up, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, specifically for our guests. Zach Voorhees, the big Google whistleblower. A very rare chance to ask original, hard-hitting questions directly to somebody who the establishment does not want speaking out. I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future. You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, in defiance of the globalist attempt to shut us down. Remember, you're the road, the bridge on which this bus is traveling on. You're the air in which this bird flies. Without you supporting us, we are not here. You are the InfoWar. This is what you built. You're seeing the giant results of the human desire for liberty and common sense. Box stays with us for two segments. I want him to pop in because you were talking about his book helping really wake you up. We were selling it, and we weren't again. I don't know why we sell out of something. We never reorder it. We take it down. But we've reordered it. It'll be here in a week. So get it at InfoWarsStore.com. SJWs always lie, and SJWs always double down. Put that lower third up. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. Today, and that funds our operation. So thank you all. So we got two segments here, and Vox has got to go. Let's get into the seminal book and why you think it's so important.
The reason why it's important is because if you don't understand how the left operates and has been indoctrinated in order to achieve cultural change, then what's going to happen is that you're going to make a mistake. And I'll give you an example. A lot of people think that they have to apologize, and that if they apologize and like do an atonement, that the problem's going to go away. And what they get—that's
really empowering the jellyfish.
It is, because what they're looking for is that they're actually looking for your apology as a tactic, so that they can parade the apology around and say, "Look, this person admits that they're a bad person." And then what they're going to do is they're going to use it to slime you and destroy you. And this happens over and over and over again. And so one of the most important lessons that I learned from SJWs Always Lie is never apologize to the left, because they're not going to let you go. There is just a tactic that they're going to use in order to hurt you. You know, Vox is here today, and, you know, he's better at telling his book than I am. So,
And again, he's writing a playbook about their playbook. They admit all of this in their Rules for Radicals, a Pledge to Lucifer. I mean, these are cold-blooded manipulators, and all the studies show it. The biggest thing I ever woke up to was like 10 years ago, that even low-level liberals know they're evil, know it's a scam, and know they're just seeking power and trying to punch our buttons. So Vox...
Well, I want to add to that. You said that like they pledged to Lucifer, and people will not believe you, but if you want to verify what Alex Jones is saying, go and download Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and look at who he dedicated the book to. And you'll see that what Alex Jones is saying is 100% true. And then here's a question for the audience. Which presidential candidate recently, that's been recently in the last 3 years, did their dissertation thesis on Saul Alinsky tactics?
Hillary.
Okay. The ding-ding-ding puzzle solved. Yeah, it was Hillary. So she did her...
Oh, wait, sorry. That's the Socratic method.
That's the Socratic method, but that's okay. It's the, yeah, so it's Hillary.
Oh, it's we don't do breadcrumbs here. We just go right to the end.
Yeah.
But I mean, but you're right. People want to follow the breadcrumbs. Hey, Vox, thanks for popping in with this big plug for your book. Wherever people get it, they should get it. It's a bestseller, but we sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. But it has woken a lot of folks up. They do always lie. Why do they always lie?
Because the truth is anathema to them. And you know, I'd like to first of all say thanks to Zach for writing what is probably the most powerful book review I've ever seen of any of my nonfiction. It's very inspiring to see that people are taking what was written as a work of philosophy and turning it into a tactical operation manual. That's really encouraging. A lot of people don't realize, but for a period of about 2 years, SJW's Always Lie was actually the best-selling political philosophy book on Amazon, ahead of Machiavelli, ahead of Plato, ahead of Aristotle, and so forth. And the thing is that the more philosophically true your actions are, the more dedicated to the truth that you are, the more effective that your actions are going to be. And so, yeah, this was back when SJW's Always Double Down came out, and it was interesting to see how the top three bestsellers in political philosophy, ahead of Plato, ahead of you know, all the famous John Locke and Hobbes and so forth, were Stefan Molyneux and I. But what Zach did was exactly right. He waited, he gathered information, he did his research, and then he took his shot at the appropriate time. And that is what terrifies Google. That's what terrifies the various Converge corporations, is that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people like Zach inside their operations. You know, a couple of years ago, or 2 years ago, I think, Google canceled a company-wide meeting because they didn't want me publishing their notes from the meeting on my blog. They knew that I have... I mean, they know that I have a line directly into their communication system. But, you know, it's not Zach. There's, like I said, there's dozens of Googlers who do not appreciate what Google is trying to do.
And there's a lot more every day.
Yes.
Exactly.
So Vox, we're going to get more next segment into the book itself. But expanding on this... Just as Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals is a technical manual, yours is, just to understand their mindset and just how nasty they are, so we don't project humanity onto them because we have humanity. We need to realize just how nasty and bottomless these people are. But specifically, what are you expecting just politically at this point to happen soon? Because things are getting crazy. They're getting crazier and crazier. I mean, this thing is boiling over.
Well, I think that the economic crash is coming soon. I think that we're looking at another situation. I think that we're basically in late 2007 and that...
And that's, you know, the establishment's seeing... counter to nationalism, you think, is this?
No, I don't think it's actually an intentional counter. I think that the system is creaking. I mean, when you've got interest rates actually going negative in Germany... And in other European countries, you've got...
No, I understand that, but Trump's trying to prop it up, and people like Bill Maher on the left are openly, and the four former Federal Reserve heads are running around screaming, the sky's falling. I agree the system, all the world, screwed up in a bubble. But, I mean, do we really want to pop it now? Because they want to blame it on Trump.
Well, yes, but the thing is, it's going to pop while Trump is president, because Trump is going to win in 2020. And there's no way that the...
No, I agree with you. So how far can we kick it? But we want to kick it past 2020 so we get Trumplet in, right?
I don't think it matters. I think that, you know, I correctly predicted that Trump was going to win in 2016 in fairly early 2015. I said right after the election, you know, we actually put up Trump Slide 2020 shirts the day after the election. Not because we were just trying to, you know, improve morale or anything, but because I was convinced that the Democrats simply don't have anyone who can even begin to compete with the man.
We have the same analysis. So then looking forward at 2020, how do you see that the cards falling?
Well, I think that Trump is going to, regardless of whether there is a economic crisis or not, Trump is going to win in 2020 and by a bigger margin than he did in 2016. And that's really, to bring it back to the Google situation, you know, that's where I actually discovered what was going on in Google, because there were, you know, they were running around demanding, and I'm sure Zach can testify to this, there were Googlers running around demanding that anyone who voted for Trump should be disemployed.
Oh, that came out in the news.
They should be.
Talk about a cult.
Right, exactly.
Like, you can't work here if you're a Republican.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you know, and they've got this, like, idea that if you are supporting a presidential candidate, that you're engaging in wrongthink, and that, therefore, anything against you is justified because you are fundamentally a bad person. And so, you know, voting records are public, I believe, so they can come after you, and it's a really scary situation.
Well, that's like Castro publishing Trump donors, and then a bunch of them were his donors, too. Like, a lot of people just give to both sides. What an idiot. We'll be right back with Vox Day. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Phones and great questions, but I'd like to invite you back on as a regular guest. I know you've showed some interest and want to do your own show. Absolutely. You're made for talk radio. Really smart guy. You get all the different angles of trying to get people to see how they're being manipulated from different perspectives. So me and Vox talked about, Vox and I talked about him doing a show. We never got around to it. Maybe you guys should do a show together. It's just that I've been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. And so all these projects I want to launch haven't happened the last few years because I've had 30-plus lawsuits. And you wouldn't hear in the news I've gotten 20-plus thrown out, and it's cost, you know, $5 million or whatever. But we're winning thanks to you. But it's been one hell of a fight. So please remember InfoWarsStore.com for all of your great nutraceuticals, books, T-shirts, films, you name it. Vox Day is our guest. And we've got him for one more segment, and we're going to take phone calls after that for our guest here in studio, Zach Voorhees. But finishing up, Vox, why your book's so important, how it's woken up so many, I would say, who are classical liberals like Zach, to really see the cult programming and make them have a hard break with it. Because like you said, you were already having big questions before you read his book. You were already trying to figure out what was going on, but it really showed you the type of mental political affliction that has been basically engineered into this, to the minion class.
Yeah, and I want to get to right at the heart of this. So, Vox, if you'll allow me to talk about your book.
And we'll do another segment if we have to, but I swore to go to calls. Keep going.
All right, so there are 8 main points in his book, and what I'm going to do is talk about them. So, number one, recognize the attack. Remain calm and realize that very few friends and coworkers will help you. Okay, you're kind of in this fight for yourself. Second of all is don't try to reason with them. You are not dealing with rational people, but with raving beasts who will take every gesture of goodwill as a sign of weakness and will use everything they say, you say,
yes,
against them, okay?
Yes.
Against you. One of the ways that I defend against this is that whenever they want to talk to me in private, I always say, I'm going to record this conversation so that we have a clear record of what's being said. Guess what? It doesn't matter how powerful they are scared to death of the cameras and them
That's
being
exactly
recorded.
What I do when the fake reporters are here. But even in our meetings and stuff, you know, because I want stuff on record of what I said.
Yeah, exactly. So do not apologize is number 3, okay? Apologies are treated as evidence of guilt and invite intensified attacks, okay? This is something that's not intuitive. It's something that you have to realize.
Oh, I wish I'd have read his book when I was like, they'd say, stop saying harass Sandhook families. And I said, I never did that, but if anybody is trying to do that in my name, don't do it. I apologize. That's when all hell broke.
That's when it was the beginning. Okay, so number 4 is accept your fate. Try to adopt a stoic attitude of indifference about outcomes. Focus simply on doing the right thing, which is to fight, okay?
I got to say, this sounds like my manual, just how to be a man. That's what I've done politically,
yeah.
And that's how you're successful.
Exactly. This is the reason why it's a philosophy book, okay? So document their every word and action. So, you know, for what I did is I wanted to record them. That's terrifying to them. Do not resign and don't do the enemy's work for them, because if you resign, then they're going to parade that around as a surrender and that you admitted to being what they accused you of.
Yeah,
doing.
Don't quit. Make them fire you.
Yeah.
Fight, fight, fight.
All right. This number 7 is the most important. Okay. Make the rubble bounce. Basically, this means a counterattack. Do everything you can to raise the price of attacking you for your enemies and your employer. This is worth quoting at length.
That's what I did with Pepe the Frog. They spent $1.5 million, and they got $15,000 that the judge ordered us to settle, basically. And it was a massive defeat for them.
Exactly. So you want
to spend $100,000.
You want to target the enemy at every opportunity. Hit them wherever they show themselves vulnerable. Play as dirty as your conscience will permit. Undermine them, sabotage them, and discredit them. Now, I didn't, like, I wasn't malicious to Google before I left other than doxing them. But
I'll say this. I'm going to ask Vox this. We'll do one more segment. I know he's got to go, too, but he's offered to stay, but I got to go to the calls. Vox, I wouldn't use that term fight dirty. I mean, I know everybody knows what that means, kind of underhanded. If somebody started the fight and they're kicking your ass, it's not dirty to punch him in the testicles. People would call that dirty in a boxing match because that's a square fight. So, but I'm still kind of worried when we say dirty, because I found dirty stuff can bounce back on you. What do you mean by dirty?
I mean, whatever you use, whatever works. I'm a trained martial artist. We don't worry about what the Marcus of Queensbury rules are. If someone comes at you, any tactic that they use against you is legitimately adopted and used against
you. Oh,
them.
I totally agree. But nothing's dirty when you're fighting for your life and you didn't initiate. So I just think, what's a better word? Fair game, first blood?
I don't worry about those things. The point, the reason that I said fight dirty is because people are, I'm trying to teach people to stop thinking about it in terms of what they think is fair. It's not about what you think is fair. It's about the situation. It's about what you.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And I wasn't trying to split hairs here.
And I want to add to that because this goes right into his.
I could do a lot of dirty stuff and F some globalists over. I just don't do it because it's not chivalrous, and I found that gives me some form of protection. I'm not saying you're immoral saying fight dirty. I think you're redefining for conservatives that tend to be very squeamish that, hey, you're fighting for your life. You need to start kicking ass.
No, but conservatives are wrong. Conservatives are weak. There's a reason why they call me Dark Lord. It's because we do whatever we need to do.
Right. And a lot of people...
Well, then let's expand on
it. It's not necessarily wrong. It's just people like, oh, that wouldn't be a nice thing to do
okay.
to them.
But well, I didn't know you had the nickname Dark Lord, but you're a good guy, and I like having you on. So explain to me about the Dark Lord philosophy. It justifies the means?
No, it's not that the end justifies the means. It's that you play by the rules of the game that you are provided.
That I totally agree with, and so I don't think it's called fighting dirty. That's all I'm saying.
They will call it fighting dirty. You don't. It doesn't matter what they say. I don't pay any attention to what the left says.
No, I get it now. So you're invoking terms like that on purpose to get people to stop being so squeamish.
Exactly.
And in number eight, what he says here is, don't act out of anger. Don't initiate attacks. But when attack, respond with disproportionate, overwhelming force.
That's what Trump does.
That's what Trump does, and that's what I did. You know, I react to whatever Google is going to do. And as a result, they think twice about what they're going to do to me. And so that is one of the most important points in this whole tactical operation, is to respond with disproportionate, overwhelming force at every opportunity.
Well, that's always what you got to do.
That's what you always got to do. Mm-hmm.
If they escalate, they have to understand that you're going to escalate with them. You know, people often say, how come you don't lead with your best shot? How come you don't show your hand? And the reason is because if you lead with your best shot, then you've got nowhere to go. You've got no potential for escalation. And so the best way to prevent things from going, nuclear on both sides is to just continue to maintain something in reserve. And
oh, sure, you never go nuclear up front.
More force.
I mean, you don't want to go nuclear up front because that would cause a nuclear war using actual military theater type situation. You'd want to use a lot of other things first.
Exactly.
But we're the only country ever to drop nuclear weapons, atomic weapons on people, and Japan found out. It's like, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And I'm so sad for those Japanese folks following their emperor, but they found out what happened. And now they respect us. We'll be right back with Vox Day. Zach Voorhees, I'm Alex Jones. Your calls as well. Please stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
See, I'm the opposite of a sociopath. I literally feel your pain. That doesn't mean I'm some bleeding heart that wants to make you into some jellyfish that I control, some armless, legless person that lives in a box that I control. I want to see you become incredibly powerful. I want to see you unleash your human potential so that our progeny in the future will look back on us and celebrate us as victors. Species fails, we lose. Species goes next level, we all win. And I'm a winner. And I know you're a winner. Vox Days, our guest calls are coming up. We're going to host some of the next hour. Please hold callers. I respect you. I appreciate we're making some key points. Please don't forget, without viewers and listeners, we're not here. And we've got the best fish oil. We've got the best Nootropics. We've got the best protein bars. We've got the best krill oil. We've got the best of whatever it is. 95% curcuminoid. The average is 3 to 5%. This is concentrated, patented turmeric. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. 50 to 60% off everything at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com has everything you need. Wake Up America Coffee, the great fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with a little silver iodine, and so many other great products you want to sign up for auto-ship on so that you get a 10% additional discount on the next order. I guess it's a 10% discount on that order. Cancel any time. But it's human action. It's a war. The globalists think if they can shut InfoWars down, they can shut anything down. And the fact that we're still here, you can watch Senate hearings where Senator Blumenthal and others are shaking with hate and fear, saying, we want him shut up. He's not been shut down. He's more influential than ever. And I'm not trying to brag here. I'm saying they fear you, listeners. They fear us. They know the truth. And they know they've sold their soul. They know that they have are not following that path of empathy that Christ talked about. But real empathy means being strong and fighting tyrants. So we need your financial support, but whatever you do, spread the word. That's free. Infowars.com/show. Alex Jones is still on. He's still there. And it's happening. It's actually gone from crushing us down, making us stronger, to now some magic things are happening. I've been advised by people that I don't really get a lot of advice, but they go, Jones, don't tell people you're getting stronger. Don't. It's not even financial. That's the problem area. But influence-wise and what we're saying, who's listening, I mean, do you think that doesn't make powerful world leaders and major thought leaders, when they hear don't listen to Alex Jones, tune in? The fact that we're still here, we're not supposed to be here, folks. They're supposed to shut us down, then lie about us so that we're not on air, so they can then build a straw man. But we're still here thanks to you.
Because truth contradicts their manufactured narrative.
That's right. So liberals always lie. Vox Day and you guys are on fire. Let's finish up the segment points you want to make.
I think that's pretty much it for what I wanted to talk to, you know, on the show about in terms of SJWs always lie in the tactical ops on how to carry out an operation like this. Vox, what do you think?
Well, I think that we should talk about what's likely to happen next with regards to Google and the Panopticon, and the fact that more and more people are understanding how this is playing out. They're understanding that this is not about transhumanism. This is not about human progress. This is all about control, and this is all about a return to the pagan Tower of Babel nonsense.
Feudalism,
pre-Western civilization. It's not about feudalism.
Well, I mean, the UN says in their documents, we want to return to a global feudal system. We want to return human sacrifice. We want a pagan system. I was just quoting them, but expand.
Yeah, the feudalism is actually part of Western civilization. They actually want to go back to a pre-Western civilization. They want to go back to, God, kings, and slaves. And that's why you see that this total
madness. Well, sure, that's the Illuminati model is absolute godhead for them. Everybody else dumbed down slaves.
A good word is called cult state. They want to create a cult state. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a cult state, Vox, when the Republicans can't put an ad on Facebook that says we're looking for strong women.
Well, they're trying to build it, and they're trying to get there. But the last model of a cult state is Egypt, I think, is the best. And that lasted for 5,000 years.
Right. But they're not going to succeed because the whole thing is built on an edifice of debt, and the debt is collapsing. And so, there's a... Piero San Giorgio, who's a really great survivalist author, has a book coming out soon called Urban Apocalypse. And he's talking about how the system that is dependent upon electricity and is dependent upon debt is so fundamentally fragile that there's no chance, not a remote
it will
probability.
Break down.
There's no chance it will survive. And so their fundamental concepts are based on lies. That's why they're creatures of the lie. That's why they're all, I mean, if you look at the heads of Alphabet, you look at Eric Schmidt, you look at Sergey Brin, what are they doing? They're not working on human progress. They're running around trying to figure out how to extend their lives so that they don't die and go to hell. They're running around.
That's it. And they're building emergency bunkers.
They're running around Jeffrey Epstein.
They're building emergency bunkers.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're building emergency bunkers in New Zealand, which the Chinese are going to take over. It says in the Bible that the ways of the wise are going to be confounded. And we're seeing that play out right in front of us. The wealthiest, supposedly smartest people. And actually, I got a question for Zach. Mm-hmm. You know, when you watch a television show, a lot of times the first couple seasons are really good. And then the television show just starts to suck after that. And often it's because the original writers have been replaced by a B team and by a C team. And
they're cashing in on the franchise that's already popular.
Right. Would you say that that's happened at companies like Google now? Like the really smart people that made it successful in the beginning, you know, if you look at, you know, Sergey Brin and Schmidt they're busy running around with celebrities and sex traffickers like Epstein now. Who's actually running the store? I mean, when I look at the statements made by the Google executives, I don't get the impression of first class minds communicating.
That's right. They bumble pretty bad in Congress. They act disheveled. They're not even good speakers. They seem like a rear guard action.
Yeah. So, you know, all the old timers have pretty much left the company and they've been replaced. And right now there is, I've noticed with YouTube, a lot of Chinese infiltration into the company.
Oh, yeah.
And it's they're coming in really fast now. And the thing is that there seems to be different criteria that are being used to select, and it's going away from competence and more towards loyalty and ideological
subservience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you think that the diversity and inclusivity push has actually damaged their competence, which actually is in keeping with what I would have guessed.
Yeah, there's a really great document that was disclosed in the Project Veritas Google Dumps, and that is the document called Coffee Beans, and it's super weird. And I recommend everyone look at it because, in fact, Google says this should not leak out because it could be very damaging. But it reduces people to the concept of coffee beans. And they say some coffee beans are not as good as others, but we want to have a blend because with the blend, it tastes better.
Right. That doesn't surprise me. If I recall correctly, Wired came out with an article about that. Not long after you and Project Veritas broke the news as well.
Yeah, they broke it literally hours before we went live. So the Wired article came out at 6, and then the Project Veritas dump came out, I think, around 9 a.m.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this, but Google, because, I mean, I would live on Google. It used to have some rigging and some censorship, but it's totally broken. Nothing works. It's all just hand-selected by them. There's backdoor payments we know going on. It's totally broken. They've just ruined it.
Yeah, yeah. There's like product rot, and it's endemic through all the company. And I remember when there used to be an outage at the company, there'd be this really long, like, post-mortem about what went wrong and how we prevent this again. Now they're having weekly nationwide outages, and in the company they don't even talk about it. It's not even like, oh, this is what happened. They just say, oh, the whole thing stopped working for
us. They don't have a purpose-driven life. They're just arrogant. They're disconnected. They're censoring. They don't care. Box Day, great job. We appreciate you. I promise, callers, we're going to every single person holding. When we come back, stay with us. We're going right to Ryan and Ronnie on the other side.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Seconds, but we all have to fund ourselves, and you're leaving Google because you're going to tell the truth, turning down, you know, as a senior engineer, a lot of money, but you've got products you're promoting and things you're doing. That's what it is. It's all about decentralization. So hang out your shingle. Tell people about your product.
So I actually made a product in 2013. It was an invention that I had, which is a bicycle glove with a turn signal on the back of my hand. So this has saved a lot of lives and has been making cyclists safer around the world. And so, Alex, I would like to be able to rep this stuff if I come on your show as a host in some capacity. If people want to check it out right now, they can go to zackes.com. That's ZACKEES.com. And we'll ship you a pair of gloves, and they're amazing gloves. They got leather palms. They've got really bright lights, and they've got a very long.
That makes sense.
Battery.
They can just do it as a light.
Yeah, just do this. Like
and
a
people
light.
Don't. People kind of tune out of a little light on the back of a bike, but if it goes out, they see it.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a way we can get like the website up on the page?
Yeah, because I know you didn't know I was going to do that. Sorry. Oh, they got it
yeah,
up
there.
Quick.
We go. Yeah.
There you go.
So, there we go.
That's exciting. I always bring stuff home.
Yeah. So that's the first. Black Olympic champion in the Olympics for cycling, Nelson Vales. And he wears my products all the time. It keeps him safe when he rides at night. And as you can see, he just puts out his hand like that, and it signals. And it's really amazing because the drivers really respond
to it. That's smart. How did you come up with that? Just a big brain over there.
I just was making a lot of wearable tech, and this kind of popped out as something that was uniquely satisfying to the cyclist. So I originally left Google in 2013 to create this product, and then I went back to Google in 2016 because the money's just really good at Google. But this product is available on sale. It's everyone loves it. And
again, they use money and not having a job to control people. That's why all of us making our own things, decentralizing is pure Americana, pure human. All right, without further ado, and by the way, since they held over an hour, Ryan and Ronnie both get a free T-shirt. Okay, so we'll get their name and email and give it to customer service so they can pick the one they want. I apologize, but I'm getting better. I've been taking a lot more calls lately, but still, it backs up. So thank you for holding. Ryan in Florida, you're on the air. You want to talk about divide and conquer. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say thank you for waking me up. I was 9 years old when I first watched your Bohemian Grove 9/11 videos, and I'm 25 now, so thanks for all the years of info. And I wanted to say to Zach, he makes a great member of the Infores team, and I'd love to see him have his own little, like, once-a-week tech corner to give his authoritative expert.
We were talking about that over a late lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great because you're, you know, you're fantastic, man. It's great hearing you talk. But I wanted to speak on the divide-and-conquer tactic that the authoritarians have used against you, Alex, for years. And there's a couple of YouTubers that are going through the same sort of thing. There's a Body Language Ghost, American Renaissance, Colin Flaherty, and Billy Roper. Now, these are all channels that you might like, but the tactic they use against you, obviously, is the straw man tactic, and then assassinate your character. And now, you know, new viewers don't want to associate with you because they think you're this boogeyman. And more importantly,
you know, I don't really. The audio's a little bit overdriven in my ears, so I miss the names of the sites. Listen, being attacked is just as good as being loved. It means you're getting people's attention. You're only allowed to basically have me on if you attack me. Because they'll ban smaller channels. A Joe Rogan or a Steven Crowder can have me on. But still, Steven Crowder didn't even put my full interview out. Somebody else said it has like a million views. Okay, so he put it out subscription. And that's because, you know, I mean, they basically threaten him. And I know Joe had his biggest podcast ever with me. So they're the top guys on YouTube. They can't even really have me on. And so these lower-level guys understand the name's going to make them money and get attention. And so they're just children. I mean, I don't know who those sites are, but I welcome that. To be attacked by folks that, you know, believe that it's a stepping stone is a good thing. As long as they're covering the New World Order and other stuff, I'm here. I'm here to be stabbed. I'm here to be attacked. I love it. I don't enjoy it, but I'm not really paying attention. So it's a maturity thing that I didn't sign up for this to be loved by the world. I signed up for this to change the world and to have a better future. And you can see the victories we're having. So, yeah, it's a big thing everywhere to attack me, and then you know, supposedly get your brownie points.
I mean, when you were on YouTube, you were, like, that's one of the top channels. Like, you just popped up on my stream all the time, which is the reason why that they have to ban you from the platform is because they don't want the truth getting out.
And explain how that works, because there are these headlines. Google wrote algorithm to help Alex Jones. No, it just means if you click on shark fishing videos, they know you want more shark fishing. Or if you click on cycling videos, you get more. So we were popular, and it would go to the top.
Right. Like, people were engaging with your content, and the algorithms were watching that. And so they were using that to push you to the top because, like, this is what people like to listen to. And so you were contradicting the narratives. And so they realized that in order to maintain power, they had to eliminate you from the platforms and prevent you from talking to
people.
And now
what they've said, Facebook officially and others say, only talk about him in a negative light. So everyone goes, Alex Jones is a piece of filth, and then they talk about me, but then they still get the views because everybody's looking for Alex Jones.
Yeah.
It's very parasitic. But that's what children do. They have to grow.
Yeah. And I've been told, like, hey, don't go on the Alex Jones show. And I said, look, I'm fighting against censorship, and the last thing I'm going to do is censor myself and not come on like a show. And
well, let me ask you this. I said, what do you want to cover first? How great your crew is, how truly woke they are. We never got to that, and I appreciate your call. God bless you, Ryan. But, I mean, you've been here. You've seen this operation. I mean, we're totally real.
Yeah. And the thing
I tell you we could talk about? Was there 2 hours of pre-meetings like CNN? Was there any? I mean, this is real.
Yeah, we just everyone here is woke, and they're fun to be with, and There's no like, oh, you can't say this and you can't say that, and there's none of that, right? It's free
speech.
Because we
already look at people that are cool and that we think have interesting ideas, and then it's just a discussion. It's not a bunch of, well, let's talk about how we're going to say it. And
yeah, and the thing is that you don't have to agree with everything that Alex Jones says. You only, like, I agree with Alex Jones's right to say what he has on his mind to the people, and for the right of the people to listen to that. And, you know, apparently that's like now an extreme right-wing view. I mean, it's mind-blowing. It's like, when did classical liberalism become a extreme right-wing view?
Well, sure, and I'm not virtue signaling at homosexuals when I say I don't believe you should be killed and I believe you have rights. And by the way, I don't hate you. I don't like your leftist ideology that's attached to you. But, you know, the four are supporting the Palestinians murdering gays. And, like, where are you running around with all your gay virtue signaling? You're not. You're just bullying Americans because you're on the Chi-Com payroll and don't even know it. I mean, that's what's sick is the cult-like leftist. Well, if you're a lesbian or you're gay, you've got to be against Trump. And it's all a load of crap. It's not even real.
Right. And it's really funny when the leftists say, oh, Islam is feminism. You know, and it's like,
yeah, they say upside down.
it's part of this ideological subversion where
yeah, Ilhan has said that. She's like, Islam is feminism.
Yeah, and
women being sold on slave blocks, women can't drive cars, and you're telling me I don't want to empower women? My God, I've got three daughters. They're running the damn show. I mean, you know, and I hope they want to be executives. I hope they want to do stuff like that.
And when you,
the truth is, they want to hang out with their girlfriends and, you know, do what women do. I mean, it's just, you know.
Yeah, and when you point this out to a leftist, it, like, triggers cognitive
dissonance. I mean, if my daughters wanted to take over, they would. The thing is, they don't want to, because that's how stuff's designed.
Right. I mean, men and women have different, like, built-in instincts. And, you know, now you say that, and it's like you can get banned off of these platforms for saying that there's differences between men and women. Like, look at what happened with James Damore with Inside Google. He said, hey, maybe, you know, guys just like doing computer science more than women. Right. And so they slandered him. The media slandered him. The media came out and rewrote his manifesto. It wasn't even a manifesto. It was a diversity.
But a male brain has one third the connections between left and right hemisphere. It's designed for computers. It's like a woman has a uterus. Not saying her brain isn't just as good. It has three times the connections between left and right hemisphere.
Yeah. And
it's a totally different brain. I mean, the brain is different.
And men like to go to war a little bit more, and women shy away from violence. It's like, you know.
Because here's the thing. All the embryos are girls at first. Everybody knows women have a second set of DNA that men don't have. Women literally create their sons like they're robots. We're the drones.
Yeah.
The species is women. That's actually known by the establishment. Well, they're targeting women, telling them, oh, we're empowering you because they get the women. They've got everybody. It's not pandering to women to tell you you're the species. Men are a clone you basically create. They go out on a mission.
Right. And
that's why we do the dangerous stuff. That's why we do it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, there are certain things that men just
we're ready to die for the nest.
Yeah, we do.
We're ready to die for the nest.
I mean, this is why I'm coming out. Like, I'm coming out. I'm, like, fighting a dragon. And the thing is that it's something that males tend to do more. And that's something that's it's very sacred to sacrifice yourself for the good of the tribe. So, you know, I'm not saying that men and women are, you know, only going to be in these roles. I'm saying this is a distribution.
It's like saying most of the winners of long-range running are Kenyans. There's others that are just as good as well.
Yeah.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.